For the past decade, Republicans have been making gains on the issue of abortion. Pressing a series of popular restrictions, Republicans have painted Democrats as extreme protectors of abortion at any point in pregnancy. But with a dozen states now considering bills to ban abortion outright, this year it's the Democrats painting Republicans as the ones whose views on abortion are extreme. NPR's Julie Rovner looks at the potential political impact of the changing abortion debate.
In the past month, the politics of abortion have essentially reversed. Now it's Republicans shying away from the issue and Democrats eager to take it on. For example, on ABC's This Week, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist was asked whether he'd support a ban like the one recently signed by the governor of South Dakota. It includes no exceptions for rape or incest. Frist, who does support abortion in those cases, sought to distance himself.
Again, I'm not going to put myself in that situation. I can tell you what my feelings are, my beliefs are, and my philosophy is about it, and that's how I would vote and vote accordingly. I am pro-life and have a 100% pro-life voting record.
Meanwhile, on CBS's Face the Nation, Illinois Democratic Senator Barack Obama was happy to talk about his position.
I am pro-choice, but I also think that it's important, even as I indicate that I'm pro-choice, to say this is not a trivial issue, and we have to listen to the profound concerns that other people have.
What's going on is no great secret, says Rachel Lazar of Third Way, a group that develops strategies for Democrats to appeal to political moderates. Politicians in both parties, she says, are seeking the political middle that can produce a majority.
Two-thirds of voters identify as abortion grays. They think that abortion should neither always be legal nor always be illegal. And although they lean pro-choice, they're consistently voting Republican.
Lazar says Democrats who want to win back those voters shouldn't be afraid to say they want to see the number of abortions reduced, particularly through better sex education and access to contraception.
There are 1.3 million abortions every year in our country. One in every five pregnancies is ending in abortion, and that's too many. That's certainly too many to the average American. The average American sees abortion as a morally complex issue.
And Lazar says bans like South Dakota's give Democrats a chance to gain back ground they lost in recent years.
The beauty of the message is if progressives define themselves as wanting to reduce the number of abortions in America while protecting personal liberties, they can at the same time define their opponents as being for reducing the number of abortions in America by putting people in jail.
That's exactly what worries Republican Christy Whitman. The former New Jersey governor and EPA administrator now runs a group called It's My Party Too, which seeks to promote centrist Republicans. Whitman agrees that the prospect of more laws like South Dakota's doesn't bode well for Republicans this fall.
People will say, well, if you're a Republican, you've got to be not just pro-life, but you've got to be this hard-edged pro-life that doesn't recognize a woman as being really, once she's pregnant, much more than a vessel. And that has cost us in the past and will cost us.
But others think the new energy around abortion makes it an issue where Republicans can not only maintain but gain ground. New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith co-chairs the Congressional Pro-Life Caucus.
We need to rein in on this killing fields, which has claimed the lives of over 47 million unborn children since 1973, a Holocaust, a baby Holocaust. And as a direct result, I think the pendulum is turning in our favor because people are finally waking up that abortion is violence against children.
As politicians tack towards the center, however, there's a big warning flag for both Republicans and Democrats. When it comes to abortion, the most motivated voters tend to be at the extremes of the debate. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.